This is the third recording for the outcome on the different genres in the Bible, and we are continuing with the minor prophets. The first minor prophet we'll look at is Jonah, which was written by Jonah in approximately 780 BC. The purpose? Jonah, a prophet in Israel, was instructed by God to go to the Assyrian capital of Nineveh to prophesy against it. Jonah disobeyed, attempting to travel away from Nineveh, but God intercepted him at sea. Jonah was thrown overboard and famously swallowed by a great fish, where in its belly Jonah repented, and the fish spat him back on dry ground. When Jonah finally prophesied in Nineveh, the Assyrians humbled themselves before God and repented, and God did not bring judgment upon them. Jonah was angry that God had forgiven the people he hated, but God reasoned with his obstinate prophet. Type of writing? Prophecy. The second book in this category is Micah, written by the prophet Micah. Period is 725 BC, and the purpose? In a series of three messages, Micah called on both Judah and Israel to hear the word of God. He prophesied coming judgment on both kingdoms and foresaw the blessed kingdom of God, ruled by a king who would be born in Bethlehem. Micah ended his book with a promise that God's anger would turn and that God's people would be restored. Type of writing, prophecy. The third book in this genre is Malachi, written by the prophet Malachi in around 470 BC. Purpose of writing? Ministering to post-exilic Israel, Malachi called God's people to repentance. The prophets condemned the sins of divorce, bringing impure sacrifices, withholding tithes, and profaning God's name. The book and the Old Testament ends with a description of the day of the Lord and the promise that Elijah will come before that dreadful day. Type of writing, prophecy. We move on then to the New Testament, and our first genre is Gospels and Acts. We're going to look firstly at the book of Luke, which was written by the author of the same name, Luke. Luke was written in approximately 55 AD. Let us consider its purpose. The ministry of Jesus Christ is presented from the point of view that Jesus is the Son of Man who came to save the whole world. Jesus shows the love of God to all classes of people, regardless of race or gender. He is unjustly betrayed, arrested, and murdered, but he rises again. Type of writing? Gospel. Secondly, the book of John, written by John, in approximately 60 AD. The purpose? The ministry of Jesus Christ is presented from the point of view that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus speaks at length of his nature and work and the necessity of faith, and he proves that he is the Son of God through a series of public miracles. He is crucified and rises again. Type of writing, also gospel. Thirdly, we look at the book of Acts. The author of Acts is also Luke. It was written in about 62 AD, and the purpose? The sequel to the life of Christ follows the ministry of the apostles following Jesus' ascension. The Holy Spirit arrives to fill and empower Jesus' followers who begin to preach the gospel in the midst of mounting persecution. Paul, a former enemy of the Christians, is converted and called by Christ as an apostle. The church begins in Jerusalem, expands to Samaria, and spreads to the Roman world. Type of writing, historical narrative. That finishes this section, and next time we will pick it up with the epistles.